So happiness is an interesting topic. A lot of people don't want you to be happy. A lot of people want you to tie your happiness to their religion, their philosophy, their ideology, their worldview, because if they do that, then they can control you. They can manipulate you. They can get you to act in ways that are oftentimes against your best interests, such as saying, here, you want to be happy? You want to have fulfillment and meaning in life? Well, just find yourself a good woman, marry her, and boom, you're going to have meaning. You're going to have purpose. You're okay, it's very, very likely. Okay. In fact, it's more likely than not that in less than 10 years, she's going to leave your ass and take half your stuff and get, you know, custody of your kids and a big chunk of your paycheck for possibly forever if you've been married over, say, 10 years in a particular state. But you'll have kids! That makes it worth it! Meanwhile, you know, once all that happens, and statistically it's more likely than not to happen, then you blow your head off because you can't take living without your kids. They're that important. And now you don't have them, so whoop-de-doo, you have them. You really don't. She does. And she uses them as leverage against you to get things she wants or just to mess with you. So, you know, what was the point? But anyway, no. Happiness comes from within. Happiness comes from living your life in a particular state of mind with a particular level of mindfulness that eventually will reach a point of mindlessness, no mind, essentially, which is a state of mind that everyone should aspire to reach in whatever discipline they may be practicing, including life. Life, like anything else, is a practice. Most people don't practice it. Most people just go aimlessly through their lives without thinking about much of anything. Just flow through it, right? Their activities, go to get my latte on your phone. Oh, I'm going to work on your phone. Driving to work. I'm still texting or talking to somebody with the Bluetooth and the, you know, little earbud. And then I'm at work. I'm focused on work. And maybe I'm also playing on my phone. Very rarely, if ever, though, are you actually living your life. Very rarely are you actually mindfully engaging with the world in a disciplined way to achieve a particular outcome, that outcome being to live your life in a way which leads to, results in, allows you to be happy. Most people don't. They're totally, completely mindless, but not in a good way. Not a good way. Okay? There's no discipline or focus or goal seeking that is going on. They're just most of the time drifting through and using hedonistic pursuits to make life tolerable while they're not happy at all. And they're told by everyone that happiness is just transitory anyway. Well, you won't be happy. Happiness is something that's permanent. It doesn't last all the time. It just comes in little snippets, and that's how it's supposed to be. But meaning and purpose, that's what you need to seek, and I'm going to tell you what that is. And then I can control you. Oh, yeah, and while you, the dumb idiot puppet sheeple that you are, dance to the puppeteer's tune, you're miserable. What's the point if you're not happy? So I'm going to start out with the first lesson that you need to learn if you want to be happy in life, and that is to pay attention. What does paying attention have to do with being happy, realist? Okay, I'll tell you. Now, you got to be in the present if you want to be happy. Happiness comes from living in the here and now. If you don't live, this is just how reality works. This is objectively true. If you don't live in the real world, if you are not present in the present, you won't be happy. And by the way, those things, those little snippets of happiness that people like Jordy P and Mr. Kermit the Frog sounding mofo tell you, you know, that's how you know happiness isn't important. It just comes in little drips and drabs at times in your life where you reach some kind of epic zenith point like having kids. Well, those kind of epic zenith moments in your life can't help but pull you into the present 100% completely and devote you to that present moment in time 100% absolutely, and that's why you're happy. It's not the epic zenith moment. It's the fact that that epic zenith moment can't help but pull you into the real here and now 100% devoted to it. That's where the happiness comes in. People don't understand that. But once you do, you can master that. And you can be happy. But you have to learn to pay attention. So here's how I go about my day. Get up. I eat. And I pay attention, baby. I focus. Focus. That is the key. You need to focus on everything going on around you. Everything. Now you might say, well, sure. I do that. No, you don't. You're always thinking about something else. You're thinking about your future tasks at your work. You're thinking about having to get dressed. You're thinking about your shower. You're thinking about do this, do that. Future. Or you're thinking about the bad day you had last Monday. And, oh, is my Monday this Monday going to be bad? And I felt like crap when I got up last Monday. And my work day last Monday was crap. Is this Monday going to be just as crappy? No, that's not being in the here now. That's existing somewhere else. That's your mind and you effectively always being in another place, and you're totally, completely, 100% out of phase in real time with real time. You can't be happy that way. Only by existing in the here and now, 100% devoted to this moment, can you be happy, and you cannot do that unless you're paying attention. What's going on? Well, ain't nothing going on. It's some boring shite. I'm in my house getting ready to go to work. What is there to go on? Plenty. There's never nothing going on. And you'll understand that once you devote yourself 100% completely to the here and now and the present. And that's what I do. I devote myself every day to be 100% focused and present in the here and now, because there is no future. What you have to understand is the reason you can't be happy if you're not 100% devoted to the here and now is because that's all that exists. If you are constantly living in something that doesn't exist, how the hell are you going to be happy? If you're constantly somewhere else in the past, in the future, and very rarely in the present, there's no happiness. Where is it? It exists now. Living in the world. Being in the world. Well, you're always outside of it. You're always somewhere else in your mind. So how the hell can you be happy? Happiness comes from reality and being 100% devoted and existing within it. It's that simple. That's the recipe. That's just all it is. This is not some kind of subjective, philosophical. It's totally, completely subjective. And it's a formula. It's that simple. You want to make a bronze, you mix a certain amount of copper and tin together. There's a formula. You know, bake the cake so that it doesn't, so it rises and stays risen. There's a certain formula. Happiness is the same way. If you don't apply these lessons to your life, you're not going to be happy. What brings happiness? You first have to start by paying attention. I go out my door. I don't know what I'm going to see. I don't know what I'm going to experience. I don't know. That's pretty cool. That's exciting, baby. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to see. How do you get bored? How do you experience boredom when you are just excited, but every day? When you're not imprinting upon your perceptions things that have come or you expect to come. Everything's new. Everything's interesting. Everything is out of the ordinary. There are no ordinary moments. Once you understand that, you can approach every day as what it is. New day, baby. Without the baggage, without the trash of the prior day. It's all new. You don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's around the next corner. I don't know what's coming. That makes for an exciting life, an interesting life. No boredom. Well, how can I get bored? The people that get bored are the ones that are constantly distracting themselves to attempt to avoid boredom. And in their attempt, they're actually creating the very boredom that they think they are dodging. I'm on my phoneses. And at the same time I'm on my phoneses playing again the crushes. I'm thinking about, I mean, your mind is fragmented in 100 different directions. You're thinking about work. You're thinking about your Candy Crush game. You're thinking about the date you had last week. You're thinking about the date you have coming up. You're thinking about your work day that's coming up. You're thinking about the latte that you're waiting, that you're going to get. Maybe you're waiting in line to get it. Your Starbucks, your Frappuccino garbage that's more sugar than anything else. Where are you in the present? You're not in any way, shape, or form devoted to the here and now. You're not paying attention to anything. What are you paying attention to? Paying attention is a conscious act. It's a skill that you must mindfully practice daily until it becomes like breathing, until it becomes second nature, until it's no mind. No mind involved, no thought involved. Something you don't have to think about. But to reach that point where you have laser focus, that securely roots you in the present, i.e. paying attention, really paying attention to the exclusion of any junk in your head, i.e. things that interfere with you being able to exist 100% committed to the here and now, it takes practice. It takes practice, baby. And it takes devotion to that moment 100% of the time. Now, that might sound difficult. You're like, oh, Jesus. This doesn't sound so easy. I think I just want to go back to my Crappuccino. This sounds like work. Oh, duh, really? Self-improvement and being happy? Oh, that sounds like work? Boy, well, yeah, for most people it is. It wasn't as much for me because I was already a good ways there after, 35, 40 years of philosophy and self-reflection and being very self-aware. Nothing that's worth having comes without work or effort or some kind of devotion, discipline. And yeah, takes discipline. Absolutely. But it's called life. It's a practice. I think I understand this better than most. But do any of you out there do anything that requires devotion or discipline? I've practiced the art of the sword for over 40 years. Until I got sick, I was up every morning, 6 days a week, warming up, practicing for decades. That takes discipline. It's a practice. You have to approach life in the same way. Some of you out there have hobbies that you devote yourself to or have devoted yourself to. You practice that. I practice everything. Everything I do. There's a mindfulness and a discipline involved. Now, I don't really have to think about it much anymore. Second nature. But it's still discipline. It's just ingrained to such a point where I don't have to really try so hard anymore. But the discipline is still there. The focus is still there. It just becomes second nature. Like muscle memory, in a way. But you have to start by paying attention. Go outside, look around. See, really see what's happening around you. Oh, there's nothing happening. Really? Are you paying attention? Because if you were, you'd see there's plenty going on. The wind's blowing. You see the leaves on the trees are blowing in the wind. The branches are shifting with the wind. You can hear the wind blowing. You pay attention to hear birds chirping, a plane goes by, clouds are constantly moving and dissipating and reforming. You can smell what is that, honeysuckle? I hear people, I have children laughing, there's people, I hear more, I see more, I smell more, I feel more. You must pay attention. There's so much going on. There's nothing ordinary. And when you do this, you escalate what you normally consider ordinary and mundane to the extraordinary, which it actually is. You just haven't been paying attention. And when you do, everything is extraordinary. And when everything is extraordinary, guess what? You don't get bored. And you're that much closer to being happy. Being in the moment like you would be forced to be with that epic zenith occurrence in your life. That isn't what actually brings the happiness. It's the being pulled 100% with full devotion and attention into the present moment that epic zenith moment does to you, forces you into that state. But that state is achievable 100% of the time. You just have to know how to orient yourself to the objective world and how to interact with it and adopt the correct mindset and reach a point where you don't even have to think about it. And first lesson is paying attention. So, next time you get up, focus on everything around you. Any extraneous crap starts to fill up your mind, cut it to ribbons with the sword of the mind. Slash, slash, slash. All those doubts and fears and anxieties and garbage and thoughts of the past and future. Gone. Toss it out. Tear it asunder. All that exists is the here and now. And you want to focus on that to the exclusion of all else. And you'll be amazed at how much easier it gets the more you do it. Now, it's going to take some effort at first. Because most of you out there are used to aimlessly going through your lives like a wanderer, being distracted by every little freaking thing going on in your head and thoughts about the past and the future, and you're in no way devoted to the present. So it's going to take time. You got to be patient. Life is like the practice of the sword. It's a practice. It's discipline. And like any discipline, the more you practice it in the correct way, the better you're going to get at it. It's like practicing the sword. There's a correct way to cut, and there's an incorrect way to cut. There's a correct way to live your life and go through your day, and an incorrect way of living your life and going through your day. And how do you know if it's correct or incorrect? Well, one detracts from your ability to be happy, and the other makes you able to be happy, puts you into a state where you are happy. Pretty simple. One results in you defeating and vanquishing your foe. The other results in you having a happy life. And that's everything. And you've got idiots like that Jordan Peterson telling you it's nothing. It's not important. Happiness is transitory for him. Notice he's a psychologist, which is total, complete bunk pseudoscience. Psychologists are nothing more than people who are there to act as gatekeepers for that, which is normal. And they're there to tell you, this is normal, that is not. They're social constructivists. They serve the powers that be to manipulate and control the population. That's all. As a form of argument from authority, and they tell you from on high how to be. This is what you should accept. This is what you shouldn't accept. You should accept dudes that want to be dudettes. And it's no longer a mental illness. And you should accept dudes banging each other in the keister because that's normal, even though it used to be considered abnormal and a mental disorder. Well, now it's perfectly okay. You should accept this degeneracy and that degeneracy. And your kid wants to be a cat, a furry, and identify as a furry. Or your 50-year-old son wants to identify as a baby. That's okay. That's all that is. So don't listen to idiots like that. He's 100% wrong and a moron. So pay attention, people. That's the first lesson in how to be happy. Anyhow, on that note, I'm out of here. I am the realist, sometimes called the realist philosopher, or the MGT, philosopher. And don't forget, like, subscribe, obviously, leave a comment, make a donation. Your super chats are always welcome, as are donations to my GoFundMe and joining my Patreon. Follow me on all my social media links as well, which you'll find in the description. Anyhow, I am The Realist, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.